Hey, Jim. Hey, everybody on the call. Welcome to our latest podcast. Jim, are you there?
I am.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Eric?
I'm very good, very good. I'm looking forward to this this call, and I think it's going to be really valuable for all the listeners. And just to give a quick quick background on Jim, this is actually a podcast for both Jim and his business, and also for his podcast. And this will be on your blog, right? And you're going to be putting out all your social media contacts and all that stuff, correct?
It sure will, yeah.
Awesome. And I'll be doing the same on my end. And Jim, do you want to just introduce yourself? And then I'll
Sure. My name is Jim Sama, and I've been in the network marketing business for quite some time, and have learned an awful lot about network marketing. So, kind of branding myself with some knowledge and trying to help out other people so that they can succeed in this profession.
Fantastic. And you have a very, I'm looking forward to this call because you have a very unique approach to how you and your wife are going about building your business and bringing a lot of value and certainly doing things differently, but much, in my opinion, things that are really going to work a lot better for you and your team and just make a lot more sense in how people build a home business in today's new world that we live in. So this is going to be a great call. And for anybody who's Jim's listeners, my name is Eric Henderson, and I, along with, have been in the network marketing industry. I've also found a big passion for being in just the marketing industry in general. I really enjoy working with business owners, entrepreneurs, self-employed folks who need to learn how to develop their businesses and really, become better at marketing their businesses and growing their businesses to any real success heights that they'd like to. So we specialize in that. And with that said, today's topic is a really interesting one. Jim had this idea that I thought was really cool. We were both just sitting around not too long ago talking about what makes the difference. Why does certain people, a very small percentage of people in network marketing, really no matter what company you're in, correct, Jim, why do they hit a certain level? And yet, why do most people tend to not get to that top 10 level? And so
Yeah, exactly. Also, I just want to tell you as well, you know, we've been in business all our lives. We've never really had a boss, and again, very entrepreneurial. And this podcast with us, it's for any business. It's not just for the network marketing industry. So,
right.
I wanted to interject on that and expand that as well.
Great point, is that there would be lessons that we would be speaking here and just principles that kind of run across the board. And that's a great point. And basically, so what you're going to learn today is we've titled this podcast, Why It Seems That Most Very Successful Network Marketing Professionals Have quote-unquote narcissistic type qualities. And I laugh every time I say that because we're certainly not saying that you're narcissistic, just, you know, if you're making a lot of money in network marketing or if you're a top income earner. But what we are saying is that there are certain qualities that we're going to discuss here that really make it a lot easier for certain type of people to build a business that's structured in the networking and network marketing, multi-level marketing. What? Is that fair to say, Jim? Is that pretty much what we're going to cover today?
Yeah, you hit that right on the head.
Awesome. So you're going to learn about why that is, but then we're also going to address sort of the current problem of if you're struggling to build your business and you're thinking of yourself as maybe not somebody who is of narcissistic qualities, again, quote unquote, and we're going to talk about the implications of you trying to be like those other folks who may have qualities that you don't have, basically the idea of trying to be a square peg into a round hole. And then we're going to, most importantly, talk about, you know, how to inform you on new solutions, new ways to work around that? Because at the end of the day, and I know, Jim, you've talked about this, and you're a firm believer, is that you have to be yourself, and you have to build your business, any business, network marketing or not, you have to build your business in a way that's aligned with who you are, and that is going to sort of be aligned with your strengths. Do you agree with that?
That's absolutely true. You have to be your own person in any business, but especially network marketing. You can see somebody and you can learn from them as a mentor, but the bottom line with this whole thing to be successful is that you really do have to be yourself.
Absolutely. And you built, traditional business as well, and you've been in business a lot longer. You've had more experience a lot longer than I have, and I'm sure in all your businesses that you've owned, you've been who you are, you've worked within your strengths, and that's why you've been successful.
It certainly is. And it's because of the belief that I've had in everything that I have done. So that's another thing, is the belief to be successful, to go for it, but to be your own person and do it the way you feel as though it's right.
Well said. I totally agree. So I think, let's address the first part of being what we have sort of talked about and you've taken a lot of notes of, is that a lot of people in network marketing have narcissistic qualities. And what do you mean by that, Jim, when you say that? Because I know you don't really mean that they're narcissistic.
No, I don't mean that in a literal way. But, there are people who just can talk to anybody at any time of the day or night, make a phone call, and be rejected. And the rejection is just something that is part of this business. But in a narcissistic type of meaning, these people don't care. It's one of these things that you talk to 50 people a day and 49 of them reject you or walk away or say no. It's they're unaffected. So they just keep going. And that truly is, I think, the meaning of something like that. But they don't care about those other people. It's next. In one way, it's a real good way to look at it. But in another way, most of us aren't built that way. We're not like that. So when we see the top salespeople in these firms in network marketing, in any type of business, when you see a top salesperson, they're generally impervious to any of that, letting any emotion of something in and just saying, okay, this is a no, and I'm going to go for the next one. But like I said, most of us are not made that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great point. I know we were talking also about one of the most common things that people do in network marketing, especially, and you can sort of try and compare it to a traditional business, maybe cold calling or telemarketing, but it's the fact that the three-way calls, right? And how a lot of times, again, another quality of people that have this sort of narcissistic quality, they don't care about picking up the phone and just calling anybody or calling someone else's list of contacts and just going through everybody. Again, not that it's necessarily a bad thing, because it does work, but as you've said so many times, and I know you're always talking about how it doesn't work for the average person. Not average in intelligence or average in income or anything like that, but just doesn't work for the person of what most people's personalities are like, right?
Exactly. And that's why, my wife Lisa and I have come up with a different approach, something that's a little less harsh, if you will, and it's been working for us.
Yeah, I think so that's the next thing we should put on. So, sorry. Go ahead.
This is what we teach as expert network business builders in the profession.
And I think that leads right into what we want to talk about next, which is if you have this problem of just feeling like, I'm not made to be somebody who can take a projection well or take 50 no's a day or even 3 or 4, 1 or 2 no's a day. I know some people, it just doesn't feel natural, doesn't feel good. what you and Lisa are doing, I think, is awesome. And again, it can cross over to really any business, but you've really come up with an awesome system where you guys are certainly leading the charge in this way. You're putting out this awesome content out there, and you're really educating people with some education-based marketing. And you are sort of, you've got this content system down where you're, and you can elaborate on it more, for your specific situation and building your business, you guys are really putting out some incredible content that's being syndicated out there, that's educating people, just like this podcast we're doing right now, correct? You're bringing people to you. You're experts, obviously. You're leading with value. And now people can learn from you. And I know, obviously, you're, as business development specialists, you're teaching this to your team as well, right?
Exactly. And it's one of those things that, you know, people need to learn this. And we are certainly showing everybody how to do this. And let's face it, you know, nobody wants to be sold anything, but there are certain systems that are in place, and we have developed a system, and it's called relationships. You know, when you have to go into a store and talk to somebody for the first time and talk to them about a business, it's not natural. So what we've done is we've created content, we put it out on the internet, and the more that goes out there, the more people read it, and when they get interested, they come to our website, which actually is called jimandlisasama.com, and they learn, they educate themselves. Now, this is for, as I said, any type of profession, in selling, in network marketing, in multi-level marketing. It's a proven system, because what we do is we work on relationships. If you're going to meet somebody, you'll meet them, but you'll also establish a relationship. You don't go up to them and say, hey, listen, you know, I've got this great opportunity for you, and you have to get into this, and blah, blah, blah. And you know, some people will call it a 3-foot rule. It's something that the average person, again, just cannot do. So what we do is we educate people and train them how to go about a process of when you meet somebody and establish that relationship, what you should do and when you should do it.
That's awesome. And that is the big difference maker. If I can tell a quick story just in relating it to what I've done is, I know, and the same thing what you guys are doing, when you put content out there, and people who are specifically searching for something to do with the kind of content you're putting out there come across it, not only are you an expert in their eyes, which you are anyway, because most people aren't putting content out there, so this piece of content right here alone, this podcast, I know will help a lot of people who are struggling with this. But what happens is you build trust immediately, whereas if you build that expertise and that expert status. Now, if you compare that to traditionally, what you were just saying, if I was to call you up on the phone and say, hi, my name is Eric Henderson, and you're on a list of people who have shown interest in, you know, working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, would you be interested in sitting down with me? Even if you were very much in that mindset, you would probably tell me, no, I'm not interested, right? Because I came at you, right? Because what you and Lisa are doing, I mean, you're putting content out there that speaks to a certain person and that content is helpful for that person, right? And you're building trust and relationships. And in turn, people come to you. And I think that's a huge, huge, not only solution, but for people who are struggling to build relationships and build their business, but it's kind of a paradigm shift. Would you agree, especially in network marketing?
Sure. You're absolutely right. And in this day and age where we have such access to the internet and being worldwide, again, the content goes out there and then it gets read by somebody or listened to somebody, it gets tweeted out, it gets on LinkedIn, it goes on Facebook. There are so many avenues that can reach people who are actually looking for something. And what you're doing is you're eliminating the 99% of the people who aren't looking for something or don't know what to do or the network marketing industry. this kind of weeds out and gives us very qualified people who are now looking, and now we can inform them further of which way to go and how to go about it.
Okay, and I think that's really cool too, is if someone is teaming up with you guys, it's probably a breath of fresh air, because they're saying, wow, I don't have to go about and build my business like, and nothing against whatever company they might be in, or you know, and this isn't like we're trying to recruit anybody here and push a certain company, but the point is, people that partner with you, they're relieved, because working with people like you and Lisa, it's going to allow them to learn skill sets that they can sort of apply that are based on who they are, right? And they're not trying to just go out there and try to be like somebody they're not. And I think that's the message here. So I guess I know we like to keep these podcasts right about 15, 20 minutes. Everybody's time is valuable. But to conclude here, it would sound to me like, you know, looking at your business, once you can solve the problem of not being comfortable with cold calling or the 3-foot rule and just not being able to take rejection, you guys have a solution for that. And life without this problem of having to be narcissistic, quote unquote, is a relief. And I'm sure you've seen that not only with yourselves, but as you talk to more and more people, it's probably a breath of fresh air, right? Now there's hope that I can build this business, but being who I am.
Exactly. And, you know, people have huge whys, and they have huge hearts as well. And they want to help people. But when they get into sort of a conventional network marketing company, let's face it, it's all basically structured the same. And you know, people go on recruiting and recruiting and recruiting. Well, we teach, again, people another way to do this, that they can actually help people but feel good about what they're doing and what they're saying and their approaches to people to make them succeed. So it's a comfortable thing. It's not, they're going out of their comfort zone in that they've never done something like this before, but it's not so far out that they get just disillusioned and say, well, you know what, I can't do this. We teach them simple and implement things that are simple, teach them a skill set and a mindset of how to do things, and it's been working for us, and it's working for our team. So we're really happy, and we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we thank everybody for what they've done with us and continue to do with us.
That's awesome. That's what I love about you guys, is you really do lead with the right values and the big heart. You want to really help people at the end of the day. It's not just about the money. It's not just about, you know, being the top 10 level, but you really truly want to help people and, you know, duplicate the success you're having and you've had with other people who are qualified. So I guess, Jim, where can people, I know this will be on your website, but for my listeners as well, where can people find more about you and Lisa and your team, and what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? I want you to share that, and of course, we'll put the contact information as well into the videos.
Sure. Well, we do have a website, and again, it's Jim and Lisa Sama, JimandLisaSama.com. And you can reach me by cell at any point. I'm always around. And my number is 781-799-4608. And I'd be glad to answer any questions or concerns that you might have, whether you're looking for a traditional business or a network marketing company. We're here to help you.
Awesome. Yeah, this is, I think everybody's going to get a lot of value out of this call, and I highly recommend, like Jim was saying, what's great about Jim and Lisa is if you just need some guidance, if you're or maybe actively looking for a company and a team to work with, I mean, they have a pretty strict, not to say you turn people away necessarily, but, you know, you guys qualify people for their own good and your own good, right, Jim? You're not just looking for anybody,
yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, yep, if you can contact them and they can either steer you in a direction to working with them or with somebody else. Or I know also, Jim, you have some resources on your website that they can also check out to help them in whatever endeavor they are in. So certainly, again, check out their website at www.jimandlisa.com. jimandlisasama.com, and you can find out more about myself and my team and what we do in our company at erichendersonassociates.com. A long name. I'll put that link as well on all the different, however you're hearing this. Jim, I know we're going to be putting this out as a podcast, and we'll have it transcribed for people that like to consume more of a reading the content. And I guess, anything else, any last words, Jim, before we sign off here?
No, I just want to have everybody understand that we're here to help them no matter what, whether they become a member of our team or not. Our goal is, again, like Eric said, it's truly not the money. It's helping people. And once you do that, I promise you, the money will come. So I wish you well, and stay tuned, because we will be, this is only the first of many, many podcasts. We'll be having one every single week, so stay tuned.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are going to be doing these, and I'll be on a lot of them too, which I'm looking forward to. So everybody, stay tuned for awesome content, more to come, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys soon. And this will, I guess, conclude this podcast, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, everybody. Bye, Jim.
Thanks, Eric. Good night.
Good night.